I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode 450. What I did on my summer vacation.
Dumb, just like the rest of us. It's just that they typically have PR people between them and a microphone.
Should stop saying shit like
to
that.
To stop them from saying dumb shit. And sometimes when you remove that PR person, your dumb shit gets caught on tape.
Because there's all kinds of fun clip show goodness pending.
Yeah, I know, and I can only imagine what this clip show is going to have in it.
No, you can't.
I know I can't. I know I can't.
There's so much that we cut out and don't put into shows.
Yes, it's aware that there's a lot of shit we cut out. And there's a lot of stuff that should never cross the ear paths of our listeners.
But it does!
It should never cross the threshold of my mouth, let alone enter a device to record it for the rest of history and time.
But we record it every week. And so we have, like, you know, almost a decade's worth of stuff that we have cut out from shows.
I'm surprised we haven't done a clip show of the shit Panda says.
Oh, I'm sure it's coming.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, really, pretty much every clip show that we do basically is
shit Panda says.
In the playthrough that I played, because I snuck and downloaded it onto my boyfriend's computer, and he has no idea that I put it there, but I didn't. I made sure.
Good thing he doesn't listen to this podcast.
I know.
Yeah. I'm just gonna let you keep going because this is all gonna end up on a clip show.
Hello,
how you doing?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Are you fancy?
I'm Jaeger bombastic.
Ooh, Jaeger. You know, we haven't done that on a podcast.
Drunk?
No.
Drank?
No,
you've been drinking.
I've been drinking. This is true. We have been drunk on a podcast.
Yes.
We have.
Yes.
We have been drinking on a podcast.
We have actively drank on a podcast.
Yep, Moscato Sundays.
Yep.
Oh, used to be a tradition.
Moscato Sundays.
And then somebody stopped making them a tradition.
Yeah, that was me.
Because they started doing other things on Sundays that did not involve Moscato Sundays with their sister. So, that went away. But you know what?
But then somebody started bringing tequila.
I mean, you got to bring the game up. When Moscato goes away, what's the next thing
tequila
that you drink?
Comes to play.
Tequila comes to play. But no tequila today.
Nope.
Completely sober, random.
No, random. Last week was sober too.
No, yeah, but last week was only kind of sort of sober.
Well,
I was drinking the night before, and I could not drink anymore the day of
that.
The
happened to me last night. 3 Mai Tais, and I was fucked up.
Yeah, because Mai Tais, they do that.
Apparently, I was talking to myself in the shower and then laughing at my own jokes that there were no jokes being told.
You tend to laugh at yourself sometimes, though.
Whether
you're telling a joke or not.
I was apparently cracking myself up.
You often do when you're drunk.
Commentators were like, I don't know what you were thinking, but apparently it was super funny.
Yeah, no, you tend to do that, though. You tend to crack yourself up a lot. And you do that when you're sober, too. So it's nothing new. But you really think you're very funny.
I think I'm God's gift to comedy.
You really do when you're drunk.
I am the black female version of Louis C.K.
You think you are.
That's his thing. He thinks he is, too. That's the joke.
You're like Mike Epps thinking that you're Richard Pryor.
I know I'm not Richard Pryor.
Yeah, no. No, no.
I know better than to think that mess.
I know, but that's how you act, though.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So if you were not aware of that, you are now. I don't mind if you pause this to go watch the first the first episode. I wouldn't blame you.
No, we won't take offense. Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Yep. It is not a clip show. Ba-ba-ba-dum. It's live.
Hello.
Well, it's live recorded. It's recorded.
It's live right now for us, but not you listening to it a day later.
Well, it's live for you in that you're listening to it now for the first time.
But not live as in live, live.
Not like you could call us and ask us a question like right this minute.
Well, I mean, you could call us and ask us a question, but it wouldn't be on the show.
Well, you can't really call us unless you hit the 800 number. But we haven't given that out in forever because nobody ever called us, so we don't
know. No one ever wanted to speak to us.
Because we're not live. See? It's a vicious circle as opposed to a vicious swat, which is a cold soup.
And welcome to the final episode of our weekly podcast for 2013.
Oh my god! I was like, the end? We're done?
Yeah. No one told me. By the way, I decided that I was going to break up with you in podcast.
Oh my god!
Because calling you would have been too mainstream.
Oh my god!
And, you know, for me, having the multiplayer aspect, I think that that's also something that will be really new and different for me because I've never done a multiplayer in a Tomb Raider game.
What?! I didn't know that. I do not know that news. We're getting multiplayer in this shit? For real?
Do you read the notes? Like, did you read the highlighted one. Did you flip the page? See, if you flip the page.
Oh, damn it, you highlighted.
Yeah, if you flip the page, there's a whole, where it's like, here's the stuff you need to know about multiplayer.
Holy crap.
Woohoo!
See, look, I wish I had a good producer like that that would highlight stuff for me.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, she's like, here, and I'm like, yay, sipping my coffee. I did not see the highlight for the multiplayer section, but now I'm just... See, but now we get general enthusiasm on the show, because I didn't know.
She's like, I'm too real for this podcast.
Yeah. So real. I'm really, really real. I'm real.
Okay, Kennedy.
I love it. Hell yeah. Survivor mode, I'm there. I need a party. Let's do this on Tuesday. Fuck work. No, I'm just kidding. I'm still in probation period. I gotta go.
After the probationary period, though.
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me.
I can set traps and activate special features. I'm totally reading. But that's okay, because that's awesome. Yes. I'm not crying right now.
You might be just a little bit.
That is wonderful.
You're special.
I love it.
Panda. You're so special.
I love Lamp and Tomb Raider.
You kill me. The DualShock controller was interesting in that it has a small area that's a touchpad in between.
I just want to know, if you're holding it the way that you're supposed to hold a PS, it's like, what part is going to touch the touchpad?
The tips of your thumb. You gotta touch it with
the
tips.
No, because I'm working.
No, you're not working those like that. This is why we don't do a video podcast, by the way.
That is inappropriate.
You're not working those like that. That's not how you work those. No, you don't have to subscribe to our podcast and get it only through iTunes. The podcast is actually available on Podshow. So if you go to podshow.com, you can actually find us there. We're also on Odeo, as well as Podcast Pickle. But if you just
want to... Podcast Pickle?
Yeah, Podcast Pickle. We've been on Podcast Pickle since Podcast Pickle was brought to
podcast
our attention.
Podcast Pickle?
Podcast Pickle. I said it. Move on. Deal.
But
they have a pickle as an icon. It has headphones on. It's Podcast Pickle. Deal. If you go to our website and you click on the podcast link in the navigation, it will drop you to just the page that we actually build our podcast only feed off of, and you can then click on the RSS button in your browser and grab our feed and pop it into any RSS reader that you want to use. You can even put it on your iGoogle page if you're using their podcast listener RSS thingy.
Podcast Pickle.
All right. I said it. Move on. It exists. Podcastpickle.com.
No,
podcast. If you want to recommend them, Podcast Pickle.
Podcast Pickle. Okay, I'm done.
All right, you okay?
Sorry, it was really funny.
Are you all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like pickles and I like podcasts.
Well, so then you'll love podcastpickle.com.
Podcast.
Okay, I'm done.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to take the Mic of a Thousand Truths, which right now resembles a katana.
Oh, not a podcast.
Not a podcast pickle. It resembles a katana.
You know what's really funny? Because if you think about a pickle with headphones on it, it kind of looks like a peanut. What?
I knew you were going to go there. I was trying to stop it from happening.
Well,
I apologize for her behavior.
What?
So I'm going to take this katana that's sheathed, and I'm going to present it to you.
Hey.
And even though I really shouldn't, I'm going to bow my head as I present it.
What? Thank you.
Well, I don't know that you deserve all that honor and respect.
Well, yes, I do.
Especially after, you know, turning Podcast Pickle into a penis reference.
Podcast Penis?
I really don't think that that's where they were going with that.
I bet they make fun of it too.
You know what? Maybe they do, but we should be better than that. We should be above that.
Well, you can be above that if
you
want to.
Don't go for the easy joke. Come on, work it.
Fine. I won't go there.
What are you going to do with the Katana of a Thousand Truths?
Well, I was going to turn it into a podcast pickle, but
I wish that I hadn't said it.
But I won't do it. I won't do it.
But everybody who comes to the website sends us a dollar, we're rolling in dough.
We could definitely not have to have day jobs for a year. Because you gotta equate for taxes.
Yeah, that's true.
So rolling in dough.
No, they send us money, and it's not like they're paying us for anything. They're just, here's some money.
You have to declare it.
Aw.
Yeah. You can't just be like, just send me money, unless you're a church. So unless we create a religion...
What do we have to do to found a religion?
we've got to be organized.
I thought it was... I remember reading this somewhere. Don't you need at least 8 people to form a religion?
You need... There's a bunch of things. I can't remember what the website
is.
You need 8 people
to make a cult.
Yeah, 8 people can make a cult. No, in order to get the tax break, you have to prove that you're an organized religion and you have to be established and meet regularly and have actually organization...
We meet regularly. We meet every week.
I know, but we have to have followers. The three of us do not a religion make. We're the Trinity that starts. I know, but they're not physical. They're digital.
You can't follow.
Yeah, and that doesn't, you know, count. You can't be the first Church of Christ on the internet.
First Church of Christ is wireless.
Yes. The first wireless Church of Christ on the web .org? going to hell. That being said, I think this.
I'm gonna go look that up. I'm gonna go find out exactly what we need to create a religion, and I'm gonna
do it because I can. I'll get whatever URL we need to. I would love to have, you know,
the religion of Esh.
Yes, the land of Esh, and so the Trinity was formed.
Oh my God!
And the just sat at the head with the pandas to the left. Seated to the right was magic. And lo, they said, go forth, and frag and teabag.
Hey!
And it was good.
I'm crying a little. I'm so touched. I'm a little touched in the head, but aside from that...
Well, who isn't?
We all decided, let's see. I'm just going to use initials. B, J, G, and I.
Yeah.
All, you know, we made this pact that we were all going to enter Anime Boston AMV contest together.
Aww.
And we're all
really?
Going to win.
No, you probably should have gone B, G, J instead of B, J, G.
Why? Did you not understand who I was talking about?
No.
Oh my God.
BJ.
How do you go to the worst possible place ever every time I say something?
Because. It's what I do best, darling. It is. If I could get paid to do that all day, I would love work.
What, make awful euphemisms?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Who would pay you for that? Seriously.
Who knows?
Oh, you could maybe one of those, like, phone-in porn stations. Where you
could work with Howard Stern.
Talk, like, nasty to you.
I could, oh my God, I could, I wouldn't know. See, that's really funny. I can't see and talk to nasty to. like some people say the nastiest things to me, and I'm like, la 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 la, I don't hear you. But when I say it, I'm like, whatever.
No, you talk nasty to them. People call in. No, I'm talking like getting paid. And you would talk nasty to them.
Sweet. I could do that.
Although since you're a known podcast artist, you probably shouldn't because your voice is known.
Yeah. I'd hate that someone call and be like, you're a dirty cuckhead.
And they're like,
Panda? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea.
And then someone's like, tries to take my snack, like, don't be a punk ass bitch. Shit. I've been discovered. But anyway.
To evict you from Ashland if that happened.
Aww. Can I just go to the slums? And live in the slums of Ashland? Who knows?
Live on the wrong side of the tracks?
Hell yeah.
You probably already do.
I do. I just come to the good side to do this podcast, and then I go back to the other side and hang out.
Yeah. Well, I visit you quite a bit, so it's okay.
I know. Everyone comes to visit me. I'm fucking awesome. He's got the enemies, and he's got the good, you know, the good guys. You know, he carries around a nice rifle. I think it's a Winchester 1890-something.
I don't know guns at all.
Well, in one of the clips, I think he mentions that it's like,
I am, however, looking at Wikipedia. Winchester model 1897. Really? His father left him as a memento.
Oh. Thank you.
I'm a dork.
See,
this is why I sound like I know everything when I'm doing the podcast.
Because you're like, let me cheat.
I totally cheat. But make sure, absolutely positively sure, that your costume covers everything. Okay?
Hold on. I can hear people in your background.
Guys, I'm doing a podcast. Can you do the prom stuff elsewhere? Okay. I know you live here. I know you live here, but I'm trying to do a podcast. Sorry, guys. It's prom tonight.
Oh. Damn. I heard about that time, too.
So we got the photo shoot.
Can you do your prom stuff elsewhere?
I love it, though.
I had my hand over it, so I didn't know if you heard or not.
No, oh, yeah. We heard all of it. It was awesome.
I'm a fan of body pillows. Probably a little too much, which is why Eshmom kept throwing them away after a while.
So then I get mad, and the voices start personifying. So
you set a standard for yourself that you can't achieve, and then you get mad at yourself because you can't achieve it.
Yes.
So then the people in your head talk about you.
They talk shit about me,
Well, I just want you to take in everything that you just said.
I sound like I'm crazy.
Yep.
And I probably am.
Right.
Did you have a jar to pee in?
No, I didn't have a jar to pee.
Well, a true sniper might be up there in his sniper nest for a while, and he's going to have to pee.
Truth, but pee is not something that you have to worry about in this game.
Well, if it's going to be a realistic sniper thing, then you need a jar with your pee.
It is pretty realistic, so I had to...
Not without that jar of pee, it's not. Sorry. I'm very passionate about my sniper skills.
You're very passionate about your snipers peeing in the woods, is what you're passionate about.
No, they need to
Peeing in a jar is not a skill.
Mason jar
it's a necessity.
Because otherwise, if you pee outside of it, then you'll make sound, and then you'll be found, and then you'll make sound peeing
into the jar, because the sound of liquid on liquid, you know, makes noise.
Well, if you pee slowly, though.
If you pee slowly into the dirt,
no,
you won't make a sound. If you dig a hole in the dirt and pee into the dirt, it won't make a sound.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Okay, we are, because you won't let this go and let me get to my thing. Okay? That's the most effective way to pee in the woods and not make a noise. While you're sniping. Anyway.
Okay.
For skills that actually make a damn difference in this game, you have to take into account wind shear, especially the farther out that you are, which means you may have to change your weapon, you change your scope to account.
What if you pee in the wind?
You stop worrying about peeing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I did not adjust my scope enough.
Sorry, I feel like the pee mechanics would be.
Can
a very
we not
vital
talk
thing?
About the pee? There are no pee mechanics in the game.
There should be, but
there should not be. I do not want to have to whip my dong out.
What if your target comes out? By the time he comes out for you to take the shot, you really have to pee.
You take the shot and then you pee. You're a professional.
But holding the pee could affect your accuracy because you're concentrating on the fact you have to pee.
No, if you're a good sniper, it's not even factored in. You're concentrating on the shot.
The best snipers know their pee.
The best snipers know their shot.
Anyway.
That's what I got. I can't even anymore with you, so I'm not going to.
All okay, fine. So think Cool World.
Uh-huh.
Plus me, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
Plus Phantasmagoria 2, A Puzzle of Flesh. Really? Put all that in a blender.
Really?
Bring it down to its basic, most common, and then take the smallest sippy straw you can. Shove that in your mouth and suck on it for 4 hours.
That does not sound pleasing.
It doesn't, but that's just because you don't know which elements of what are there yet.
I don't like surprise things up a straw.
Well, at least the straw's not up your butt. I'll just watch. I don't mind watching. I like watching. So,
she said as an audio clip.
So, my battle tactic currently right now has been, you know, sneak up in ink, get to enemy side, drop ink, be a boss, die. Because that's kind of how that's been going.
That's pretty much your MO.
So how do you really feel?
I mean, it's all right.
That's what I thought. That's the show.
I actually have a friend in my guild who ran Trials of Osiris. It just opened up on Friday.
In your guild?
I said guild, didn't I? Yeah, in my... not in my guild.
In your clan?
In my clan.
Wow.
In my clan. Guild, clan, guild, same thing.
Keep myself from going down a way like that. And I mean, and I've certainly been sad. I mean, I'm not the most attractive person in the world. I'm clearly not the thinnest. And I mean, I have been bullied a lot. I mean, and this is stuff that everyone I feel in their life has experienced. And some people cope with it better than others. And some don't. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you have depression, you're a lesser person, because you're absolutely not. These are all normal feelings that I think people have. And I love the fact that we are using art to help us not necessarily self-medicate, but...
But articulate something that a lot of people don't understand.
There's really no badness.
And who doesn't like cats?
Like, there's nothing bad about this game. And I love it. Perfect. So it is perfect. You beat me to it.
Yes, I did.
Little known fact for listeners at home. In high school, my nickname was Yoshi.
Some of the family members still call you Yoshi.
Yeah, some people still call me Yoshi. Because I love the character, and I played a lot of Mario in high school.
I remember because I wanted to play so I could get a blue Yoshi so I could fly.
Yep.
That's all I wanted, blue Yoshi.
And so I love the character, and I would love to have that yarn Yoshi.
What does the yellow one do? I forget. Is that the stomping Yoshi?
I think that's the stomping one.
Because the red one was fire.
Yeah, I believe the yellow one stomped.
You stomped.
Real hard. It went thump thump thump.
I think so. Landed. You can't go that far back into history, because you could go back into our show and I could say that I would never say anything about, like, roasting babies.
Yeah, never
say guaranteed. Probably in the first 100 episodes, I've talked about roasting babies.
I'm sure you have. It's a very interesting story. It's a very interesting mechanic. It will have you guessing. It will have you coming up with your own theories as to how things
happen.
You'll laugh,
you'll cry. You'll laugh so hard that you'll kind of fart. But then not say anything about it, but then people are going to smell it, and then you have to come clean, but you kind of don't because you blame that one person who always farts when you go out, Stephanie. I worry that they'll get ahead of themselves, very much like in Final Fantasy XIII 2, and people will jump on the bandwagon because they want to believe that Square Enix, you know, has their shit together, and then we're going to get Final Fantasy XIII 5X, and we're all going to be like, we're going to want to shoot ourselves in the brain and, like, take a spoon and fork our eyeballs out. And yes, I said spoon to fork. That's how fucked up it's going to be.
So, you know, I mean, we could do, and maybe we should, do a whole episode at some point on anime that did not get the final season that they deserve.
Anime that got the jip. Got the...
That
pipe up the poop shoot.
That left me hanging.
No pipes in the poop chute. No pipes in the poop chute. I am not a puppet. No. No, Panda. Wrong.
I'm good. You know, I still like stuff to the brim from Thanksgiving. So, you know, won't be eating anything of like mad substance for a while. Other than leftovers because, yeah, mac and cheese, that's what's up.
Yep, you're welcome.
Hey, stuffing, you're welcome.
Yeah, I know, I know. There were thanks to be had on both
there
sides.
There were thanks to be had and thanksgiving.
Ah, I see what you just did. Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah, that was really good. We clap.
Thank you.
Like, he'd be like, I don't like you. And then you guys would just bang. And it'd be so hot. It was hot. It was so hot. So, the Biffle...
The Biffle later.
As much as I heart him mucho, is also kind of a major C-bag sometimes.
What?
Because he will just drop monies and produce things. Like, I will bring something up that I'm like, I really love bagel bites. Like, I like bagel bites. Like,
there's nothing wrong with bagel bites.
Especially the ones that are like pizzas.
Yo, when you make pizzas out of bagel bites, that's the ish.
Like, you can have pizza anytime because they're on a bagel.
Correct.
Like, I will bring up... Hypothetical.
Have you ever made breakfast bagel bites?
No, but I want to.
Where you make them like an omelet? Like a omelet?
So there's like an omelet on a bagel?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Peppers, but, cheese, onion, egg.
But I will bring up something. And he will come off like, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, I enjoy that thing on occasion, blah, blah, blah. Like, completely, like, under the radar. Fair. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a week later, he'll be like, hey, he's like, I bought bagel bites. And I'm like, well, bitch, I brought up the bagel bites.
Like, did he buy the bagel bites for you?
No, he bought them for him. Aww. And this is hypothetical because we haven't had the bagel bites conversation. But I had brought up that I was planning. He already ate my cereal, and we're not going into that right now. But I brought up getting the bundle, the white bundled X-Bone with Sunset Overdrive. And he was like, yeah, I don't think I want an X-Bone 1. I heard they're kind of clean. Like, the UI is kind of blunk. And we have that type of conversation. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get it. So, yeah, I'm awesome. So, Sunset Overdrive comes out. And he's like,
you have a car accident, so you can't get it.
So, he's like, do you have an X-Bone yet? And I'm like, no. I'm like, I have to be an adult a little bit longer. So, I'm not going to be playing it anytime soon. So, at his new house... There was a box waiting for him that had an X-Bone in it with Sunset fucking Overdrive. And I was like, you're not allowed to fucking play it until I'm there. And in fact, I'm going to make you watch me play it because this was totally my idea. That tangent's so, over.
Tangent is done.
Thank you, Tom Cruise.
Thank you, Tom Cruise, for tangent. I don't even remember what I was talking about before we got on the tangent. But when I am always Assassin's Creed, Unity.
Not jumping off of
yeah, and dying like double death.
Yeah.
There we go.
We found it. All right,
we're
found
back.
It.
We're
Yay.
Back.
Yay! High five.
So,
as much as I'm going to quote unquote play PT,
as in watch Amanda, yep. Watch Ninja Panda.
That's.
I'm so scared now. I don't even know who I am right now.
There's the obligatory Destiny mention for all podcasts that will happen from us moving forward because I can't put the game down.
Literally to the point that she hurts her hand.
I mean, you know, if you don't get gamer's thumb at some point in time in the year, then I feel like you're just not doing it right.
Right, so people should be getting gamer's thumb every year?
I'm saying like at least once a year. Like there's got to be that game. That, like, once a year you just can't put down, or you play it so hard and you don't rage quit when you really should rage quit that you get a little stiffness, a little soreness in the thumb because you've been, you know, gamer claw on that thing. You know, if you're not getting the gamer claw at least once a year, you're not doing it right.
Then I'm not doing it right.
Well, you got gamer claw, mad gamer claw last year. Like, but you haven't been gaming as much this year either, so no. Duh. This is what I'm saying.
My gaming has been taking a backseat.
Like a mad backseat. You got, like, life stuff.
Like the way, way back.
Like, it's so far
like
back.
Like, my life's a station wagon, and it's on the way, way back.
It's in the way, way back where you put, like, the little kids that you're not worried about putting
the seatbelt on.
It's listening
to the original R. Kelly when you remind me of my Jeep.
Ooh, wow.
That's how way back my gaming
has
been taking.
That is, like, way back.
Sadly, before we continue, I have a weird observation.
Hit me.
the tree.
Mm-hmm.
It looks...
No.
Do you see what I...
Yep, no.
Okay.
But I'm just going to stop you before you get there. It's just a bunch of boxes. It's just a bunch of boxes.
Are you sure? Because
we're
kind of...
We're positive sure it's just a bunch of boxes.
Okay.
It's just a bunch of boxes. It's just a bunch of boxes. Okay?
We might need to talk about this after the show.
All right.
Because,
it's just a bunch of boxes.
Okay. I know that she's like, oh, why don't you go to the Black Garden and go fuck their shit up? Like, your traveler will heal.
Yep.
Sorry, I still think I'm the traveler.
You're not the traveler.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry.
But it was like, become legend. Yeah. And the traveler's a legend.
Yep, and you can become legend, but you're not the traveler.
Well, can the traveler die and then I become the legend?
No.
The traveler?
You're not going to be the fifth Hokage. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I'm sorry. It's not you.
Why not? Able to go through Venus and pwn it like a boss.
You're badass, but you are not the traveler.
Guardians are falling left and right in Venus. Me, I'm just all like, what's up?
I'm here. You are.
I made it. No one else made it. I'm obviously worthy.
You are not the traveler.
I'm totally worthy. Is the traveler awesome? Do we get to see him and or her?
Nope.
What do you mean no?
Nope.
No. What? No.
Nope.
No. No.
I don't. You told me not to spoil it.
No, right. No, I'm sorry. If I have been brought back from death to...
What, you get to see all the other Guardians?
No, sorry.
Cool. You get to see the other Guardians.
Nah, it's kind of like
that
the whole...
have completed the story. They're all there in their armor and shit.
It's kind of like the last freaking guard, like the last fucking Avatar. I'm just saying, because in the last Airbender Avatar bit... Like, even when you're the Avatar, you get to see your past self. Like,
and the Shakura, and you wipe out the entire Avatar line.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
I want to know what is going on those planets. What a horrible tangent, guys. We're sorry. But...
No, we're not sorry.
But it's a tangent that I feel needs to be addressed. Because, okay, yeah, it's Sailor Moon.
All the princesses from the universe have disappeared.
Like,
they somehow all managed to end up on Earth.
I don't know why.
And they all seem to manage to be in the same spot on the planet.
They all happen to be in fucking Tokyo. They're in fucking Japan.
And they all go to the same school.
Go right ahead. So, I just ate up like 20 minutes of our show.
It's okay.
Bitching.
It's just bitching about Sailor Moon. It's cool. It happens. So don't say I didn't tell you because I did.
No one's going to say that you didn't say anything.
No, they might say because sometimes we will be talking shit. It is the internet.
Well, you know, it's none of my business. It's my tea.
Yeah.
Now that I know that meme, I use it all the time.
Seriously.
I'm like, blah, 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 but, you know, it's none of my business. And I'm like, I'm that person. I've realized I'm that person in my group.
You just realized that?
I just realized, like, I don't talk about people's personal stuff, but, like, the lighter stuff that I know other people know about, but, like, they don't know.
You talk shit about people.
I talk about things. And like no,
and then act like you didn't.
I don't talk about priority one stuff. I talk about like priority three that I know other people know about, but I'm still trying to size up who knows what.
No, sometimes you bring up priority two though, and then you try to act like you didn't.
I've done that. But I've noticed.
Or you brought up priority one stuff thinking it was priority two, but found out it was priority one.
Yeah. That's happened
in front of exactly who should not know about it.
That's happened like six times. And I was like, fuck! Wasn't supposed to say that.
But I opened my mouth.
Damn it! No, I've done that. But I've realized in my circles, like, because I'm always trying to figure out who knows what, because I know that when someone's like, oh, you can't say this to somebody,
that
I know.
That means don't open your mouth.
But here's the thing.
Snitches get stitches.
I know that when someone comes to me, because my friends know me, okay?
So they all know that you can't keep your damn mouth shut.
That I can't.
And
so I know.
You are not the person to trust secrets with.
So I know that when they've come to me, they've already told at least two other people before me.
Doesn't matter. If I tell you not to open your mouth, you don't open your mouth.
I know that by the time you come to me, somebody else already knows. So I'm kind of half filling out
who
knows.
But what if that's not the case? What if they trust you so much that they came to you first and you run your mouth?
Don't know anyone who matches that description.
You don't know for yourself that that's the case, but they probably know it.
Maybe, I don't know. I want a centerpiece.
I was not sure exactly what you were about to say there.
I want a penis.
I was like,
What kind of wedding did you go to?
I won fiscal responsibility.
Oh, that's not really something you want to win. I mean, you have to win it eventually.
Like, you want to win it,
but you
because
don't.
You want to be, you know, like,
you want to have finance that you can spend.
But, like, of all the things to win, like, if it was that or, like, a new car, I would want a new car.
The responsibility piece of it is kind of,
it's like, oh.
Not the fun part.
Wah. Essentially.
Wah, wah.
I might still, like, go to a GameStop and be like, do you have, like, any empty PS4 containers? And then, like, just print the copy, like, of the cover art on it.
Yeah, the GameStop isn't going to just give you empty containers.
That's not true.
Because I need that.
I know someone who can gets them on the reg for his digital copies of things. So, I have a dude who lets things fall off trucks.
I love that. Penn is like, I gotta connect.
Like, you wanna...
Yeah, I know you can't get that, but I gotta connect.
You want an Xbox One box with nothing in it? I can get a guy to drop one off the back of the truck. You wanna make it look like
Want some empty shit? I can make that happen.
I have a dude who will open the back of his Subaru and will drop a box out.
It'll be empty as hell.
You can do whatever you need.
You can do whatever you like.
Because you white.
Surprise. Anyway,
you know there's a version of that. So.
I know there is.
It's really bad.
It is horrible.
It's deplorable.
Yeah, and yet it made me laugh. All right. Destiny's happening. Midnight events are going on. I was thinking about going to one.
I'm not going because I like my bed.
I was thinking of going to one of the midnight events because at our GameStop near us. And I was like, wait, that's just time that I won't be playing Destiny when I already did the digital download.
So you can just stay home, sit on your couch, be comfortable, and at midnight be like, start. Well, there are bitches waiting outside the GameStop.
And play the Destiny as opposed to covering people.
At the midnights at that particular GameStop, you know what they do?
They eat hot dogs. They do have a bomb-ass hot dog guy.
They get a hot dog guy. When you go in, they have, like, a soda and some, like, cheese puffs.
No, they didn't have cheese puffs last time.
When I went for Uncharted, they had a girl, one of their girl employees, and I think they've only had, like, three there at the time. I don't think they have them now. But she made cookies in the shape of you. For Uncharted, and you got a cookie, and you got a little thimble of juice.
Yeah, no, you don't get no juice. They now have the cart guy, and I think that they're going to have a food truck this time.
Well, if you're smart, you get there, you go to the food truck, and then you get your ass in line, because if you're dumb...
Yeah,
because
the line is long.
And you get in line, you start getting hungry because all these other people eating.
Which one did I go for? I went for... I don't think it was a Call of Duty game. I went for some fucking shooter.
Didn't you make me go with you so that I could be in the car? Like, we went for something, and... You went in the line, and I sat in the car, and then I was like, where are you in the line? And then you're like, I'm in. And then I got in the driver's side, and I drove and picked you up in front of the GameStop.
That sounds familiar. I just don't remember what game it was.
I don't know what game it was, but you're like, I'm done. And I rolled up, and you got in the car, and we went home. I did not get a game because I was fucking po. And 2 weeks later, I got it.
So it had to have been a game that we both enjoyed playing.
Yeah.
So it couldn't have been Borderlands.
No.
Because you got your Borderlands before me.
Yes, I did.
And it wasn't Uncharted.
No. But I don't know.
Was it Tomb Raider?
Maybe.
I think it might have been Tomb Raider.
I didn't get Tomb Raider until after you.
Yeah, so that might have been Tomb Raider. Because there are very few games that I will actually go out at midnight and stand in a line to get.
Yeah.
To play.
Yep.
So that...
Because I think you were like, I want to play it now. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I'm like, I didn't even get a game and I went with you. I'm going to bed because I'm pop. Got me up late at night for no reason.
There's reason.
Your reason.
You owed me, if I remember correctly.
I did.
And that's why you did it.
I did it. Damn.
Yeah. Let's end on a happy note. Hello Kitty is a kitty.
Hello Kitty is not a kitty.
Hello Kitty is a kitty. Sanrio said Hello Kitty is a cat. She is a personification of a cat. To come out and say that Hello Kitty is not a cat is completely incorrect.
Oh.
And anybody who said that is wrong. She is a personification of a cat. But come on. Hello Kitty is a cat. Sanrio said it. So there you go.
So Hello Kitty where's is her a cat. Mouth? Where's her mouth?
It's on her face, right underneath her nose.
No, Hello Kitty does not have a mouth.
Yes, she does. When you watch the cartoons.
Yeah, but when she just see her, there's no mouth. There's no line. There's no mouth.
Guess what? Guess what? That's for merchandising. You have to remember, Hello Kitty is a cartoon. And that's why I think people get so confused, because a lot of people who are fans of Hello Kitty never watched any of the cartoons or the movies.
Hello Kitty and Friends.
Okay.
Come on, Karopi, Bats, Maru.
This is what I'm saying.
The dog, the Choco, whatever. And Karopi.
Choco Cat.
Karopi.
Okay. But anyway, Hello Kitty, guys, is a cat. Okay? She's a personification of a cat. That's why she walks on two legs, not four legs. She does have a cat of her own as a pet.
But Goofy is a personified dog, and correct. Pluto's a regular dog.
And Pluto is a regular dog. It's nothing new. Don't flip your shit, Internet. Hello Kitty is a cat.
The only more awesome thing would be for me is to have very nerdy children who then become better at this.
I was going
to
say,
me.
Like, getting paid for it, but well, yeah, I mean, that too.
Well, yeah, I'd love...
Nerd babies! But nerd, that's a given, because they're going to be your kids.
I know, but if they could reach or attain something higher than me, well, I would be very jelly. I would also... And I meant jelly as in jealous.
Really? Oh my God.
I'm about to say, I'm like, I'm hungry.
You're like having this moment, and then you completely fucking
killed it with jelly.
There have been, I'm going to say it, more of us at these trade shows. Yes, I said it.
Women?
Yes.
I'm not a woman.
And, wait. People of color.
Minorities, what? You don't say.
Yes. It's the people who grew up playing Ataris and Intellivisions.
Me.
And exactly, and SNESs. And some of us still have all that shit.
I don't
love it. I miss our SNES, and I wish to God that we had not given it to our cousin, because I would still have that shit today.
I'm sure
and
you
we would.
Would
be playing Mario World like a motherfucker. But whatever, that's okay. I got a trip coming.
We don't like that cousin.
Okay, we don't. But that's okay.
Whoa,
no, we do. Let me not lie.
Wait.
We do.
Is it the taller one?
It's
or the
taller
girl?
One. It's the taller one.
I guess I like him.
We kind of like him.
Wait, yes. Now why are we being all arcane with it, like, or esoteric? Like, do they listen? They don't listen.
Well, no, for the most part, we're pretty sure they don't.
They know which one of them is the tall one.
Yeah, they know which one.
I like having my own soapbox.
I like having a big soapbox. Like, a little soapbox doesn't mean shit, but having, like, a big, like, soapbox means something.
Well, I have a medium soapbox.
I have a big one, because I'm shorter, so in order to be... I need it to be taller, because, so... It's not. I have like a little Napoleon complex.
No, really?
Fuck you. But from a
place I must own everything.
But from a place of love and understanding.
Sure.
I sound like a dude.
You sound like you're drunk,
and I'm not.
Yeah, but that's what you sound like when you're drunk. Your voice drops octaves.
Well,
which is funny. Because
this isn't funny.
You'd think it'd go the other way because you're a happy drunk.
No, so think because what happens is Panda drinks and Panda gets loud.
Yes.
And she keeps getting loud until she passes out.
Yes.
But because her vocal cords are loosened
can't
up with alcohol.
Can't contain all of the awesomeness and the magnitude
but
of your loudness.
I don't realize that when I'm drunk, when I'm loud, I am straining to be loud.
Oh.
And when and that's where I lose my range because I strain.
I hope you guys enjoyed last week's clip show all about me. And I still to this day do believe that roughage is great because it makes me poop. And it better make you guys poop too, otherwise you're not doing it right.
And you should consult a physician.
If roughage does not make you poop.
If roughage doesn't help, then consult a physician. That's all we're going to say about roughage, because that was the last podcast.
That was probably
podcast.
My favorite part of that whole clip. I'm like, I did say that, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
That show was about
all
everything
me.
That you
yep,
said.
I did. All those
did it.
Things I did.
You did it.
That all got recorded, and all those burps.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them.
I'm not very ladylike, ladies and gentlemen.
So, first things first.
First things first. Wait, I was first things first.
All right, well then second things second.
Okay.
Which
second
is me.
Second things can't be first.
Right.
Because then they'd be first.
Because that would make Luigi Mario sometimes, and he's never Mario.
Luigi can never be Mario.
He can never be Mario.
I don't know. A romance baseball game kind of sounds good.
No, it sucks. I put no time in graphics, and they're like, it's the best game ever. I'm like, you sound like IGN. But I'm bunch. Like, they just love every... I'm like, no, guys, you should know what is a bad game. A cooking game in World War I? Bad idea. You should not like Cooking Mama in Paris. I'm sorry.
So the other news that I have, which I gotta tell you, when I saw this come across my Facebook feed...
Did you squee in excitement like I did the toilet?
I did squee. I squeed. I wasn't on the toilet. I was...
I was.
Looking at my feed, sitting at my desk, but I squeed, and the people around me just kind of looked at me. I was like, sorry, I just had a nerd moment. It's okay. It's everything's fine. Please resume what you were normally doing. I'm fine.
I was half debating about attempting to play a Final Fantasy game on the PS4.
You only half debating?
I was half debating because that would mean I'd either have to go and play Lightning Returns or...
That's not half debating, you were debating.
No, I was half debating.
How are you half debating?
Because I was like, I could do that, or I could do Realm Reborn.
Yeah, that's not a half debate, that's a full-on debate. If you,
but that's the half and the half. The half is either I do Realm Reborn or I do Lightning Returns.
What I'm saying is that's not half a debate. That's
they're
a
each debate. Half of the debate. So it's one debate, but they're two halves of the debate.
But you were like, I was half debating. I'm like, you can't half debate.
I'm like, do I? Yeah, I don't finish the sentence.
Okay, that's how you half debate.
I was like, do I eat a sandwich?
Okay, that's
still a full debate. I mean, well, no, it's not, because I'm not counterposing with maybe I should eat a donut instead. But we should not be talking about the fact that I'm hungry.
You're always hungry when we do this podcast. I finally dusted off my Xbox One again, because for a while it had just been a Blu-ray player in my, I don't want to say man cove, because I'm not a dude, but...
To your ninja, your ninja cove.
My den
that sounds
of
like your ninja vagina. Yeah,
exactly. I don't like that either. So
your secret spot. Nope,
no, no.
That's too dirty for TV.
Den of ninja. Den of ninjas.
Your secret ninja retreats. That sounds like ninja treat, which also kind of sounds
like
really good at games right now.
Why don't we just go with my entertainment center?
Sure.
Okay. And that doesn't sound right either, but it's the best that I got. Penda!
Hi!
How you doing?
I'm okay.
What do you mean you're okay?
I guess I'm okay.
How do you guess that you're okay? You're you. You either know that you're okay or you know that you're not okay.
Well, if I had to sit here and guesstimate how I'm feeling
today...
Why are you
guesstimating your feelings? I don't understand. You are you. You should know you.
Because...
Don't you know you?
Sometimes I feel like I don't.
You know, they make pills for that.
Yep, it's called Ativan.
Among many others.
Zoloft and Fuck It All.
Oh, I like Fuck It All. That's one of my favorite ones.
I like the one that makes me think that people disintegrate in red and yellow Legos. I think that's Dilaudid.
I'm pretty sure that...
That shit is intense.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Drugs, don't do them unless a doctor tells you you're allowed.
Even if a doctor tells you that you're allowed, sometimes maybe you shouldn't do them. Like, you...
Use that pain scale. If you're under 5, don't take it.
Don't do it.
If you're like 7 or 8, cut it in half.
Maybe don't do it.
No, if you're at a 7 or 8, you should probably cut a pill in half. But if you're like at 9, 10, then like...
You should be in the hospital.
You should take one and take a nap.
Or be in the hospital. I mean, pick it.
I mean...
If your pain's at a 9, like, you should not be...
I mean, if you are that red, agonized face...
If you're
in
the face that looks like you really
you're constipated and you're bleeding from the constipation.
We're so related. I was like,
then go
get in there and you beat me to it.
So I sat down She watched me. I got nervous because I have gamer anxiety sometimes when people be watching me, because I'm like, sometimes my skills are so good that they're bad.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I get the same way too. Like, when I get performance anxiety, like, whenever it's someone that's, like, either in the industry or is, like, a known gamer.
I'm like, oh my god, you're gonna judge me on my gaming skill.
Like, it's one of those weird things. Like, when I go, the first year that I went to E3, and I would go and I would have a closed door one-on-one experience with a game, I would be so nervous, you know, because you have one of the designers or developers of the game.
Oh yeah,
can't give you the control and be like, play my game, and be like, yeah.
That happened when Red Dead Redemption came out, and I had that one-to-one interview, and I had to do it audibly. And the guy's like, yeah. He's like, just hop on that horse. I'm like, if riding a horse is like driving a car in your game, I'm telling you right now, I suck so hard. And mind you, it's all being recorded. So you just hear me talk about how bad I suck balls at maneuvering things. And nearly, I got bucked off that horse like 8 times. And he's like, let's just get you to where you need. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I told
and then,
you.
And then you're like, damn it.
Damn it, ma'am.
Such the girl stereotype. They're right
totally
now.
He's totally gonna go back to the break room and be like, guys.
I had this girl on the controller. Guys, she was like from a website.
She can't ride our horse.
She can't ride our horse. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. So anytime things get really graphic, mm-hmm. as far as like sex that's going on, they treat it as if you're playing a dating sim, and yep. so they bring up text on the screen
so that you're reading it like, oh, yeah,
mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. that's happening. No, I don't read it like that. Maybe you read it like that. Oh. And if you do, well, then maybe you should like think about your life choices.
Wait, you don't read it like that?
No.
Oh, excuse me.
Not even remotely like that.
Yeah. No. I'm so glad we're not a video podcast because I have such ski face right now.
Almost drooled a little bit, and that's.
I did. Really uncomfortable. Just a little bit.
That made me really...
I'm a pervert.
Really uncomfortable.
Sorry, bro. Would you say that that'd be an accurate statement? Like, would that be something you would strive to do?
Let me try to put this in English that maybe I understand and make sure I'm following
you. I make perfect sense.
No, you make panda sense. That's a different thing. So, that being said, I guess it's time to, stop talking about ourselves. Start talking about some games and stuff, right?
So we should start talking about games and ourselves?
Don't we always talk about games and ourselves?
Yeah, that's what I thought this whole show was fucking about.
Because hump day needs a little oomph up mm-hmm. in it.
It needs a oomph, oomph, oomph. Okay, I'm stopping. I'm stopping for real. Hot Spock.
Yeah, you know, not everybody's down with Hot Spock, Panda.
Well, you haven't seen this particular Spock.
I mean, you should be. Whenever there's Hot and Spock put together, you should be involved somehow.
You would think.
But that doesn't mean that Hot Spock's not for everyone.
Anyway, we were denied party times, which was kind of sad, but we made our own party.
Wait, you didn't get into a party?
Oh, no, we had our fun, but right, we didn't
then
get...
Don't say you were denied a party.
But we didn't get into Barfleet. But whatever.
I don't know what that even is and why you're down about it.
Because it seems like it should have been the reward at the end of the Star Trek rainbow.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Why? Why?
I'm just saying.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Why should they be all of a sudden like, you should be part of our company?
You should want to hang out with us. We have common interests. I got friends. You got friends. We should all be friends.
Not everybody works like that.
Well, I wanted to be friends with them.
So then you should have gone and introduced yourself.
Anyway, whatever. I don't want to be friends with him now. So,
oh my god, that is so mean. Because
I'm petty. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Barfleet, if you're listening.
Let me just clear that up for you.
Now it's going to be really funny because if we get an email from Barfleet, I'm totally saying, yes, they do. It's like the Illuminati, but it's not. But it is.
Totally not the Illuminati.
It is. But anyway.
Which is not an organization, by the way.
It's not real.
Nope.
It's totally not real. Totally not real.
Not a thing.
Nope. And then one of my interesting friends, Facebook.
So you have non-interesting friends?
Yeah.
Are you going to name them?
No.
Oh.
Of course not.
Oh.
Anyway, but one of my more interesting friends, Facebook messaged me, and she was just like, I really wanted to instantly like this, and then make the comment of, what? You're not Oprah, but you all look the same. But, you know, in recent, Facebook society, a lot of people are ready to jump on you whenever you say anything slightly racial.
Right.
You know, and she's like, and I'm like, well, you know, interesting person. I'm like,
I'm glad that you didn't put that publicly for everybody. I understood what you meant. I know you don't mean that in a negative way. I would have laughed, but everyone would have come down on you like a plague of locusts.
Yeah, that's true. That's some truth.
And see, I would put sex underneath a box with a stick and wait for someone to get trapped in the box and then have a deep discussion with them, like Scrigner's box, whatever that guy who put it.
You mean Schrodinger?
Yeah, that person's box. And have a conversation with whoever I trapped in the box about what appealed them to the sex out of the box when they knew it was a trap.
Nobody wants to get trapped in a Schrodinger box, okay?
Because then, is there someone really in the box? Or is there not somebody in the box?
No.
At least I understand the principle.
If you get trapped in a Schrodinger's box, you're both alive and dead.
Alive, because it's, you don't know. There could easily not be a dead cat in this box.
No, the cat is both dead and not dead.
And you're not allowed to shake the box either. To find out.
Don't shake Schrodinger's box.
You're not allowed to shake it.
Don't do it. Bad things happen.
Because if it's a live cat, it's then pissed.
Stop about it. Stop it. Stop it.
Anyway.
Panda.
I'm shy until I decide you're my friend.
Yeah.
Or you have it.
And then when you're my friend, I'm like, touch my boobs! And then it just...
And I just facepalm for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Yep. I want to move to something a little redundant. Best Nintendo game. And I only say redundant because Nintendo's competing with itself. So it realized it can't play in the sandbox with Xbox and PlayStation all the time.
We have our own category, motherfucker.
Whee! It's like, you're not allowed in our category because...
You can't play with us.
You can't hack to our level of Nintendo-ness.
We are not in the apples to oranges category. We are in the...
Nintendo category. Because we play with ourselves. Enough said. So, like, I was, like, in bed, and, like, I was kind of in pain.
You've
but,
never even been to like, the valley. But, like, stop.
I was watching our friend, the DCD, like, live tweeting on Facebook from the VGX. And I was like, oh, my God, I should totally do the same thing if I don't fall asleep.
Panalicious has never been to the valley.
So.
My living room is clean, so rhythm games can once again commence.
Rhythm games are here again.
Yes. Rock Band will be happening again.
Yay!
Finally. Because I have room to put all my instruments out.
You're welcome.
Speaking of which, you still have my guitar.
Yes, it's upstairs.
So.
You're welcome.
That could be returned. That
would yeah, sure. Be totally. It's in the mail.
No, don't mail it to me. Walk it down the damn stairs. We live in the same freaking house.
I will overnight it. You'll have it overnight.
Do I have to get a tracking code?
I will get you a tracking code so you can see it leave the house, go to the shipping center, and come out and come home.
I'll be so upset at you. You don't even know.
Because I'm a stinker.
I mean, that's just so much money to invest in such a
It's like $12.
Joke. No, to ship that thing, it's going to cost you like $18.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Save yourself the hassle. Just walk it down the two flights of stairs. Make up your own tracking code and, like, put it
on it. Oh, my God. I'm totally now going to write a fake UPS tracking code with a barcode on it.
And then, you
know, then I'll leave post-it notes as to, it's left my bedroom, is in the hallway.
You don't even have to make a fake one. Build a QR code to go to some website or something.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, I just checked into the kitchen. It's almost here. That was a great tangent. Too bad UPS had nothing to do with it.
Oh, UPS.
Sparkle poops.
Oh, mommy gamers. We love them. We need to have them on the show soon.
I'm surprised we haven't already.
It's because we suck at life.
Well, and we're not mommies.
No, but, I mean, I could be like a hot mommy, but not like somebody's mommy.
You know one day I'll be somebody's like, mommy, and I'll no, still be a hot mommy, like and I'll be slightly guys unhinged.
That, like, can't go and be like, hey, mommy. I could be like that
oh,
kind
I
of mommy.
Oh, I hate that song. From Dance Central.
You just hate trying to do the dance.
Well, because and it was just, so slow and it, not no, on the beat.
Stop. It was on the beat and it was simple. It's just that you couldn't get on that beat.
No.
And what killed me was it's a simple dance. So
I hate
not,
it.
It's a time step, Panda.
I want.
It's a time step. It's not,
I want complicated, booty shaking, twerking, master craftsmanship. Dance.
Yeah, you know what? But here's the thing. When you were first playing it, you needed basic, simple 1-2 step. And that you could not even accomplish.
Nope.
playing it yesterday night and then stopped.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it.
No.
I couldn't finish.
No.
So once again, Panda has not done her homework completely.
I got a C+ this time. Now I know I'm in the doghouse.
Okay. You got a C-.
Oh.
Okay? And I'm going to tell you right now, you're about to get written up.
Oh, no.
I may have to call your parents in.
No, don't call Ash Mom.
For a parent podcaster meeting.
No.
Don't make me get your mother involved is what I'm
saying. Don't get our mother involved.
I'm just saying.
She'll be like, what am I doing here?
You dropped that thun-thun and you need to stop that.
I have to pick it back up, pick it up.
And get back on the scene.
So I should stop dropping the bass.
You really should, because when you drop the bass, shit don't get did.
All the bass belongs to us till you drop it.
All the bass belongs to us until you dropped it.
I did drop it. I'm sorry. And they just spurred a new one now, Once Upon a Time in Fucking Wonderland.
Yep.
Which I refuse to watch. I'm refusing to watch that.
Here's my state.
Because I was already kind of pissed when Kingdom Hearts came out, and they were trying to convince me that Alice was considered a princess, because she's not a princess. She's not.
But at the time that
she will never be a princess. She's not a princess. She's not a princess. She's not a princess. She's not. Pocahontas was a princess. Do we get to color with the wind? No.
Panda.
I'm just saying, she's not a princess. She's not a prince. She's not a princess.
Relax.
She's not.
Tinkerbell's not a princess either.
I know! Don't even get me started on that, yo. Don't do it. Don't. So, I was already kind of pissed. So then, okay, I'm like, I will swallow this pill because I understand that, you know, they have to have so many princesses and then they go and make one with Kyrie anyway. Kyrie's far more badass than Alice, but you know, whatever. I didn't make the game. I didn't make it.
No,
I didn't.
You didn't make it.
I wasn't in that think tank. I really wish I had been because that game would have been even more awesome with my input. But, so, okay. And now they're doing this whole thing where Alice is in love with the fucking genie from Aladdin, and Jafar wants to get all up in that shit, and we all know that one, Jafar is gay.
Okay, now hold on. Don't be casting aspersions about Jafar.
He has some sickening eyeliner, okay?
No, I mean, dude knows how to fucking get with the eyeliner, but, I mean, typically...
And he has an ironically mad bird.
Okay, hold on, Panda. If we're gonna be stereotypical, let's be equally stereotypical. Pretty much every Egyptian in movies or entertainment has always been
sickening
badass with the eyeliner. Okay. So that doesn't
All right. I'll take it back. Gay. So Jafar is not gay. Okay, fine. I'll retract.
Might be bi-curious, but still.
He might be. But I mean, I've actually watched some seminars about, you know, villains in Disney and how they always kind of come off effeminate and foppish and gay, but they're not really kind of.
Yeah, but I think that's more of a influx of the Japanimation.
Maybe, I don't know.
Trying to make a villain that you can have a soft spot for.
I had no soft spots for him.
So you make them a little more effeminate so that they're not
a dick.
Completely a dick.
His staff was a snake dick. It was a dick. Snake. A dick snake.
Have another sip, sis.
Anyway. So, but in Once Upon a Time, and this is all from the trailers, because like I said, I refuse to watch it. Everyone's telling me that I should watch it, but I don't want to watch it. But yeah, so I'm going to go after all the trophies, because, you know,
That's what you do.
I go for all the trophies.
Pandalicious is like, claim all the trophies.
Whoa, I did the dishes today, bitch. I did some of the silverware.
See, we had this conversation.
Some is better than none, bitch.
Yes.
Some is better than none.
We're talking about money. Yes, some money is better than no money.
Some forks is better than no forks.
But you know what's better than some forks?
All the forks.
All the forks.
Just anyway.
Throwing that out there, Panda.
It sounded really funny in my head.
You know,
but as it was coming out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, this is bad. Xbox probably needs to have another, like, think tank about the next name.
And
I should get paid to make names for
things. And the thing is, they can't call it, like, the Nextbox because that was a
project that Apple had.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Jobs had, and then it became Mac OS X.
Maybe it should be called Le Xbox with cheese. Like the Royale with cheese.
So they call it a Royale Xbox?
The Royale Xbox with cheese.
Why do you keep putting cheese on it?
Because I'm hungry again for no real reason. Brunch, well, I got mine for free, so.
Yeah, because I'm awesome. You're welcome.
No, my Xbox.
Your arcade.
Yeah, my arcade is thanks to you, but my Slim that I have was also a present from somebody, so I didn't pay for that either.
You didn't pay for your PS3?
No, I bought my PS3. I'm talking about my Xbox, my second Xbox 360, my Slim.
It's not Slim. It's the same size as a regular Xbox. Oh. They've never slimmed down the Xbox.
I call it a Slim because it was the next one. My arcade was white. And yeah. And my one I have now is black.
Yes, because you got a premium one.
Yeah. So my premium box was also a gift. I did not buy that. Someone for my birthday gave me probably one of the most awesome presents ever to get one. So, yeah.
Are you done bragging?
No. Yes. Yes, now I am. Thank you, Gino.
On next week's show, which will be the first show. No. Yes. Oh, yes. Will be the first show of 2014.
Yes.
The next week's show will be the first show of 2014.
I had a brain fart.
Why do you brain fart so much?
Because I have it's brain deep. Beano. You need
brain fiber.
I need brain Beano, so they're no, Beano you brain need farts.
Brain fiber beast.
Brain fiber beast.
Oh, Lord.
We really should make a thing of that. But anyway.
So that being said, got to do a little more business before we can get to the fun stuff. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or use our short address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will get you to the long one. So if you're drunk and or intoxicated otherwise, you can use the short address to bounce to the long one and check out our stuff. Comment. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. We don't give a shit. Nope. We just want to know that you actually can read. Yep. Because reading is fundamental.
Yep.
Reading puts the F-U back in fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it.